إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي المقصرة بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى، وذلك بفعل الأوامر واجتناب النواهي على الوجه الذي جاءت به شرائع الله سبحانه وتعالى. First of all, once again, a reminder for you and for myself first to fulfill the taqwa for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acting upon His commands and staying away from the prohibitions as legislated to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book and in the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the way of the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions of Ridwanullah alayhim. فعن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه أنه قال: يا عبادي، إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. يا عبادي، كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم. يا عبادي، كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم. إلى الحديث. On the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari رضي الله عنه, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated to us what Allah said, that Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, O my servants, indeed I have made oppression, ظلم, forbidden upon myself, and I have made it forbidden upon you, so do not oppress one another, do not harm nor wrong one another. O my servants, all of you are misguided except those that I have guided, so ask me for guidance, I will guide you. To the end of the hadith. This hadith is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. Also you can find it in the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله: هذا حديث عظيم يرويه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ربه. إذن فهو حديث قدسي. The Shaykh says this is a great hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he narrates it on behalf of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So therefore this hadith is a hadith قدسي. إذن عندنا حديث قدسي وحديث نبوي. We have, when it comes to hadith, we have حديث قدسي and حديث نبوي. الحديث القدسي هو كلام الله سبحانه وتعالى, لفظه ومعناه. As for the حديث القدسي, is speech of Allah. The wordings and the meanings are from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, but is narrated to us by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. والحديث النبوي هو كلام الله, كلام الرسول. الحديث النبوي كلام الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بوحي من الله. قال تعالى: وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. As for the hadith al-Nabawi, it is the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he narrates to us what Allah has revealed to him صلى الله عليه وسلم. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Najm about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. This man, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the messenger, does not speak out of his desires. It's all revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ففي هذا الحديث العظيم بدأ الله سبحانه وتعالى بقوله: يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي. قال يا عبادي, قال الشيخ, هذا تلطفا من الله سبحانه وتعالى بعباده, خاطبهم بالعبودية, والناس كلهم عباد الله سبحانه وتعالى, مؤمنهم وكافرهم, جنهم وإنسهم. قال الله تعالى: إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا. Now the Shaykh Saleh حفظه الله began to explain this hadith, and we've taken only the first portion of the hadith. This is a long hadith. Maybe another time we'll bring the other benefits inshallah ta'ala. Allah began by saying, Ya ibadi, O my servants. And in this is an indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed us in this manner, in the most gentle and kind manner, so that to incite us to pay attention to what Allah is telling us. Because Allah always commands us with that which brings us benefit in this life and make us from those who are successful in the hereafter. May Allah make us from the Ameen. And all of the people, or all of the creation, are servants of Allah. All of the people are servants of Allah, all mankind. The believers and disbelievers, they are servants of Allah. The jinn and the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا. Everyone, whether in the heavens or on the earth, they will come on يوم القيامة as a servant of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. يعني العبودية العامة, كلهم عباد الله, لا يخرجون عن هذه العبودية. Everybody is a servant of Allah. Even those who they say, no, that's your God, we have another one, that's not true. All of them are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore they are servants of Allah. لكن هناك عبودية خاصة للمؤمنين لأولياء الله لمن يطاع الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بتوفيق من الله. فهؤلاء لهم عبودية خاصة. Now there is a special عبودية, a servitude, and this is for those who believe in Allah and believe in the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. Those who do righteous actions, they are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are obedient because Allah made them successful to do that. For such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Allah says to the shaitan, indeed my servants, meaning the righteous, the believers, the obedient ones, you have no authority and power over them. They are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إذن الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذا الحديث قال: يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. Oh my servants, indeed I have made ظلم, oppression, forbidden upon myself. الظلم, يقول العلماء, هو وضع الشيء في غير موضعه لغة. Linguistically, ظلم is when you put a thing not in its proper place. When you put a thing not in its proper place, it should be, that's a ظلم. That's a ظلم. And Allah, وَالظُّلْمُ ثَلَاثَةُ أَقْسَامُ. وَالظُّلْمُ ثَلَاثَةُ أَقْسَامُ. ظلم is three categories, or three types. ظُلْمٌ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدِ وَرَبِّهِ, وَظُلْمٌ بين العبد ونفسه, وظلم بين الإنسان والناس. There are three types of oppression and wrong and ظلم. Pay attention, يا إخوان. The first type of ظلم and oppression is that which takes place between the servant and his lord.
The second type of dhulm, oppression, that would take place between a servant and himself. And the third type of dhulm, oppression, that would take place between the servant and the rest of the people. فأما عن القسم الأول وهو الظلم بين العبد وربه وذلك بالشرك بأن يشرك في عبادة الله سبحانه وتعالى وهذا لا يغفره الله سبحانه وتعالى قال تعالى إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. As for the first type of shirk of dhulm, it is that which is take place between the servant and his lord, and that is shirk. When a person commits shirk, he associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him, or devote some or any absence of worship for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not forgive this one. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, if a person died upon this shirk, Allah does not forgive it. Allah says in Surah Luqman, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, shirk is the greatest of dhulm, of oppression. وقال تعالى في سورة الأنعام الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم, يعني بشرك. Those who believe and do not mix their iman, their faith and their belief with dhulm, meaning with shirk. فالشرك لا يغفره الله إلا بالتوبة. Shirk, it is not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except if the person, if the servant of Allah, whether be he or she, return to Allah with repentance and ask Allah for forgiveness and hold on to the Tawheed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Indeed, Allah does not forgive when people associate partners with Him in worship. وَأَمَّا الْقِسْمُ الثَّانِي من أقسام الظلم الثلاثة وهو ظلم العبد, ظلم بين العبد ونفسه, وذلك بارتكاب المعاصي والسيئات. فهذا العبد قد وضع نفسه في الموضع الغير اللائق بها. As for the second type of dhulm and oppression is between a servant and himself. How this occurs? By a person falling into sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this one here, by disobeying Allah and by falling into sins, a person is putting himself in a place that is not appropriate for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to purify ourselves. قال تعالى قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. Indeed, he is successful, the one who purifies his soul. Indeed, he is a loser, the one who put his soul and himself in a place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't command them to put themselves in. والنفس عباد الله ثلاثة أقسام. هناك النفس المطمئنة, وهناك النفس اللوامة, وهناك النفس الأمارة بالسوء. As for the nafs, it's three types of soul and nafs. There is a nafs al-mutma'inna, mutma'inna bi dhikrillah, bi tilawat al-Qur'an, bi tawheed. The nafs that is tranquil, serene, peaceful, with the remembrance of Allah, with the tawheed, with the recitation of the Qur'an, with the adhkar, with following the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa. الأمارة بالسوء, the nafs that call the person to all evil, والعياذ بالله. And also there is a nafs اللوامة, the self-reproaching soul. فعلينا أن نحذر المعاصي ونحذر السيئات ونتوب إلى الله وننيب ونرجع إلى الله ونسأله المغفرة وتجاوز عن الأخطاء والسيئات. So it is incumbent upon us as a human being to always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance, to ask Allah for forgiveness, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins and our shortcomings, and to keep us firm upon His book and upon the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. والقسم الثالث عباد الله من أقسام الظلم هو الظلم بين الإنسان والناس. The third type of ظلم oppression is that which takes place between a person and the rest of the people. وذلك بالتعدي عليهم في أموالهم وأعراضهم ودمائهم. And this consists that a person oppresses others as related to their wealth, and he harmed them in their honor or in their blood. فهذا لا يغفره الله سبحانه وتعالى إلا إذا عفى المظلومون. This type of wrong and oppression, Allah does not forgive it unless if those that you have oppressed, they forgive you. Otherwise, on يوم القيامة, those people that you have oppressed, they will stand in front of you and you will know them. But on that day, there is no such thing, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Yes, I know I did it. I'm sorry." There ain't no sorry. You cannot give them money. The only way that matters are sin on that day, through good deeds and bad deeds. If you harm somebody in this life, you backbite them with your tongue, you lie to them, you slander them, you took their money, you borrowed money but you never want to take it back, you destroy their properties, you said things bad about them, now in Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will face you. And you cannot say, "I'm sorry." Now, you will give them from your good deeds. And if there is no good deeds, you will take from their evil deeds. وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. That's why we should understand the importance of God in the tongue. Don't talk much. Don't just keep running your mouth and talk and talk. The angels are writing down everything. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is not a word that he or she they say except that there is an angel ready to record it. The angels take no break, no sick leave. You cannot bribe that angel. You cannot say, "Oh, the angel know me." No, there's no such thing. Maybe the police may not give you a ticket because he's your cousin. The angel cannot be your cousin. Because Allah tells us about the angels, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They never disobey the commands of Allah. Not like us. Sometimes we disobey Allah. No, the angels, they never, ever disobey Allah's commands. Rather, they act upon the commands of Allah. So it's very important for us to remember this. And we should be careful as related to the properties of the people. We don't destroy it. As related to talking about people. If somebody come and talk to you about your brother, about your sister, before you say, "Yes, he is this and that," remember they're going to face you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And you don't want to give your good deeds to anyone. The day Allah tells us when a person will flee from his father and mother, wife and children, you think you want to give something, some your good deed? We can even give our money these days. What about the good deed on Yawm al-Qiyamah? أسأل الله لي ولكم الثبات على الدين فالله سبحانه وتعالى يغفر لنا ولكم ويتجاوز عنا وأن يجنبنا الظلم إنه غفور رحيم وصلى الله وسلم على محمد. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا. أما بعد، أيها المسلمون، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذا الحديث القدسي: يا عبادي إني جعلت الظلم محرما على نفسي، إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما. فالله قد حرم الظلم، فلا ينبغي علينا أن نعتدي على البعض بعضنا البعض ولا أن نظلم بعضنا البعض. هذا إنذار من الله سبحانه وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said in this hadith al-Qudsi, "I have made oppression forbidden upon myself. فالله لا يظلم أحدا وما ربك بظلام للعبيد. Allah never oppressed anyone. As Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Your Lord never ever oppress or wrong or harm anyone. إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُنَا نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ نَظْلِمُ أَنفُسَنَا. It is us that we oppress and we wrong and we harm each others. Allah هو العدل. Allah is the just. الحكيم, the all-wise. الغفور الرحمن الرحيم الكريم. Allah is gentle to us. He's merciful to us, kind to us, wants good for us. It is us that sometimes we don't want good for ourselves. It is us that we wrong ourselves by doing things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us not to do, not to say. When Allah says in this hadith, do not oppress one another, in this hadith, in this statement is a warning from Allah. Is a warning from Allah for all of us. Because of the evil consequences of dhulm. Because of the evil consequences of dhulm in this life and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَا تَحْسِبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Surah Ibrahim. And do not think that Allah does not know what the tyrant and the wrongdoer and the oppressors are doing. وقد أخبرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى في آيات كثيرة في القرآن كيف أنه أخذ الظالمين بأشد العقاب. Indeed we read the Quran. And there is many آيات in the Quran in which Allah سبحانه وتعالى tells us how he sees with severe punishment in this life the wrongdoers, those who oppress the people. We have the story of the people of Nuh. We have the story of Fir'aun and his people. And we have the story of some tyrants of these days. Now we have stories that goes back to couple months ago, some of the tyrants who has oppressed the whole nation, they have billions of dollars. Billions! For years they were big guys. Nobody can talk to them. They have corrupted. They have fallen into corruption. They have harmed many people. But look how they died in this dunya, wal'iyadu billah. Their money didn't benefit them. But yet, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's severe punishment. So it's very important for us, the akhwan, to remember these things. That we should not oppress ourselves by putting ourselves in a place that brings us no benefit. Being in a masjid for the salawat, being in the classes and the circles of knowledge, being at home spending quality time with your wife and children, your mother, father, spending some quality time with your friends by remembering Allah, that's what Allah wants us to do. But being in the coffee places and talking about this and this, this person, this and that, and backbiting people, slandering them, listening to music instead of listening to the Quran, watching haram instead of lowering our gaze, spending a lot of time on the coffee places, watching TV instead of being in the masjid and come early, so that you can give the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma'am, we oppress ourselves by falling into the haram. We oppress ourselves by talking bad about others. We oppress ourselves by not learning this deen. Man, that's oppression. Many of us, we fall into big mistakes that have major consequences in this life. And if Allah doesn't forgive us and we die upon those things, Allah al-musta'an yawm al-qiyamah. All of this because many of us, we are not taking some time to learn our deen. Because Islam is a religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has sent one messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to all mankind. The Arabs and the non-Arabs, the rich and the poor, the white and the black, men and women, the free and the slave. And he reveals to him one book, the Quran, and commanded him to convey the message. And he indeed conveyed the message. All of us, we were commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hold on tight to one thing, the rope of Allah, which is the correct Islam. the book of Allah and the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the understanding of the sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim in the first place. There is no such thing the Arabs have one Islam, the non-Arabs have one Islam. There is no such thing the rich people have their own Islam, the poor have their own Islam. There is no such thing the people in Africa have their own Islam, but the people in Asia have another Islam. There is only one Islam. And we have to learn it from its proper sources. Naam, Allah created us different. Men, women, Arabs, non-Arabs, black, white. Some people are rich, some people are not rich. Some people are strong, some are weak. Some are tall, some are not. Likewise, we speak different dialects. We speak different languages. In Africa, for example, we have so many dialects. We got Fulani, we got Wolof, we got Orba, we got Sorakoli, we got Madingo. Name it, man. I don't speak these languages, but hey, a little bit. But still, we have different foods. We have different customs and traditions. But we have one Islam. Yes, it's okay to speak different dialects. Nobody can come and say, all of you here speak Fulani, okay? I don't want to hear. No, it's okay. You speak Madingo, it's okay with us. It's okay, no problem. You speak Wolof, it's okay. But you, for example, we have different foods. Nobody gonna come tomorrow and say, listen, all of us are gonna eat Maru Magawa tomorrow. That's it. No. Alhamdulillah, we respect your food and you respect ours. We don't make fun of your food, you don't make fun of our food. You have different food you eat, Alhamdulillah, we respect that. You have different dialects you speak, it's okay with us. You have different traditions, it's okay with us. But don't come to me and say, I have another Islam. Because if you're saying you have another Islam, that says one thing, ya ikhwan. That one of us is Muslim and the other one is not. This is what the Prophet ﷺ said to the kuffar of Quraysh. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ To you, you have your religion, and to me, I have mine. Can you say that to your Muslim? Yes, you can say to him, you have your own food, I have my own food. You have your own dialect, I have my own dialect. But when you come to Islam, there is only one Islam. What is one? The one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. Not the Islam of this tribe, and this tribe, this country, or the other country, or this people, or the other people. No. We learn the correct Islam from its proper sources. The book of Allah, the sound sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as understood by the Salaf al-Salih. Who are they? The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the first place. Once we learn Islam, then we did a check. What we learned all these years from our families, from our countries, from our villages, if we go with what Allah says and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Alhamdulillah. But if it doesn't, we still have to follow what Allah says, not what my tribe says, what my country is upon, because it's not going to get us nowhere. أسأل الله لي ولكم الثبات على الدين والعلم النافع والعمل الصالح والإخلاص في القول والعمل. اللهم اشف مرضانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا. اللهم ارحم موتى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتى المسلمين. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم واحقن دماء المسلمين. اللهم واحقن دماء المسلمين. اللهم واقض دين المدينين يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.